Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. And the SEC will release its new 9-game schedule for 2026 tonight at 7 p.m., but pretty much been leaked at this point. The 3 annual opponents will be, for the next 4 seasons for Georgia, Auburn, Florida, South Carolina. For Alabama, Auburn, Tennessee, Mississippi State, and for Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, South Carolina. Everybody happy?
I think everybody is slightly upset. I think everybody, but here's the thing. I think fans are upset in a bad way. And I think the teams are probably upset in a good way. Like, I don't want the Alabama LSU game to go away on an annual basis. Now, just remember, this is the next 4 years. I think Georgia fans probably don't want the Tennessee game to go away. Would that be a fair statement? I don't think Georgia fans want the Tennessee game to go away on an annual basis. And Bo, I'm sure you have thoughts about, you know, the fact that the Tennessee game is going away for Florida as well. That stings a little bit. But I think in the end, I think everybody came out with a fair shake in terms of actual ability from their opponents.
Sure, I guess. I mean, you know, Georgia, Kentucky, and South Carolina have all been pretty good lately, you know. For the most part.
Well, who hasn't been other than Mississippi State? I mean, Vanderbilt's good right now.
I know. But, I mean, I think, to be real with you, Florida and LSU have played every year since, like,
good point.
The 70s. And then they became the – and when they went to the 12-team thing, it became the rival, right, that they had to play, the cross.
Yeah.
I would rather have seen Florida-Auburn than Florida-Kentucky or Florida-South Carolina, because that's always been a fun matchup. I'm 100% with you. I despise the fact that Alabama and LSU is going away. That is, you know, if you don't give me Alabama LSU, at least give me Auburn LSU, which we remember back in the day Auburn LSU, back when you were playing, Mike.
Absolute barn burners, no pun intended.
I mean, dude, I'm going to tell you something, and those are some hard-hitting games. I do like the fact they got Oklahoma, Texas, right? Oklahoma, Ole Miss playing every year. That just sounds dumb to me. I mean, I don't.
That's like one of those throwaway. You're like, oh, they got to play somebody. You
know, isn't it? I'm not trying to be that guy, and I know what they're doing, and I know they wouldn't do this, but it should be Oklahoma playing Missouri, Texas, and Texas A&M, because those three teams are all natural to each other. They all played in the Big 12 together at one point. That should be the matchup every year. I don't know, like. Georgia should be playing Tennessee every year just like Florida should. I mean, and you know what's stupid about it is because my complaining would make it a much harder schedule year in and year out team.
Yeah, that was my point earlier. I was like, I think fans are upset like in a bad way. It's like, oh, we kind of wish it would be more difficult. And I think, and you guys tell me if I'm wrong, I think Tennessee probably got the best shake out of this entire thing. Like they like we talked about, they're not playing Georgia on an annual basis anymore. They're not playing Florida on an annual basis. Instead, they're going to play Bama because it's third Saturday in October. But then they got Kentucky and Vanderbilt. Now, again, this is a 4-year agreement, right? And they're going to kind of look back at things after 4 years and go, okay, where did we step wrong? And it's not like you won't play those games for the next 4 years. You'll probably see these teams match up twice. Mm-hmm. But it just is what it is at this point.
Okay, you say that Tennessee got it the best. I'm not going to disagree with you there, because that's pretty right, especially. We don't know what Alabama is now.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not
agree.
Trying to knock them. We just don't know.
I agree.
You want to know who got it the worst? Arkansas. They got to play LSU, Texas, and Mizzou. And Mizzou is, you know, as long as Eli Drinkwitz is there, Mizzou is not. I mean, Mizzou won like 10 games last year. So, I mean, but LSU and Texas? I mean, and then you couple that with the years they're going to get a Georgia or an Alabama or maybe a Florida. Well, I don't know. Let's not put Florida in there. You know, a Tennessee. You know, like that's. I mean, who did Sam Pittman irritate?
Yeah. Well, not only that. We didn't even get a chance to talk about it yesterday, but Arkansas walked into a buzzsaw in the Liberty Bowl this past weekend against Memphis.
Jeez, that was. Did you see how that game ended?
Oh yeah, it was classic.
Fumbling. You're about to kick a game-winning field goal. You're really just trying to set the ball and run the clock out.
Yeah, not
cough
good.
It up.
Not good.
Awful.
Well, I do want to mention the ACC agreed yesterday to move to a 9-game conference schedule after meetings in Charlotte and align with the rest of the Power Four.
How many teams do we have in the ACC these days? I don't even know what the number is.
Like 16 or 17.
So they're right on par then with the rest of the the conferences. That was like my first thing that came to mind. I was like, man, they got 9 games. I'm sitting there going through it all. It's just, I can't even keep track of who all is in the ACC these days, you know, much less the other conferences and everything else going on around that. But I think it's probably a smart business move. And I know that they also added their 10th game will be a Power 4 opponent as well. So, cool.
It's funny because I was talking to Wes Durham, who's also, you know, does the main ACC game every week for the ACC Network. And I was like, hey, where are you coming from this week? Where are you traveling from? He's like, I'm at Stanford for Boston College. Stanford's a couple weeks ago. I was like, man, that's an old – there's nothing says a classic ACC matchup like a former Big East team and a former Pac-12 or 10 team back in the day. But, yeah, they have Cal in there now with Stanford, SMU. So, I mean, it's just a mixed bag.
Yeah, definitely is.
Well, and Mike, I see you wearing your Alabama gear over
noticed.
There. Yeah, I did.
I didn't notice.
So ahead of the Georgia-Alabama game, got to let you know, though, Kalen DeBoer said running back Jam Miller and defensive lineman Tim Keenan are set to make their season debut.
Need them in a bad way. Bama's run game has been poor, and I don't think it's a running back issue, although it's not helping that Jam Miller's been out. Their offensive run capabilities, and I talked about this with Bo, they hired Ryan Grubb from Seattle, and he was at Washington. They don't run the ball well. They didn't run the ball extremely well at Washington. Seattle was awful on the ground game when he was up there with the Seahawks last year. I remember scouting them before they played the Falcons, and that has continued in the way they go about their business in Tuscaloosa. So we shall see. Hey, game week. Get my mind right.
I have to know, the hoodie and the hat match. Does the shirt underneath match? Do you have?
It's just a white T-shirt.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a white T-shirt. No. Yeah, the pullover is the outfit.
Okay.
I figured it was a Shane Van Gisbergen shirt underneath there.
You would have been probably right most of the time.
I'm not going to – Mike is the Alabama guy here. He knows more – and when I say that, he knows more about the team. He follows them more, just like he'll come to me for Florida. And we go to Allie for Georgia stuff. But here's what I'll say. Mike, if you think I'm wrong, step all over me. The one thing that hasn't changed about the SEC is you still have to run the football to win in this league. And I mean run well. Like, Georgia didn't run the ball great last year. But they ran just enough. You have to run the football in this league. You cannot play Texas Tech offense like back when Mike Leach was there. Even though they're kind of doing that a little bit now, and win consistently in this league.
Yeah, can you win 10 games passing ball? Sure. Are you going to win an SEC title without running the ball? No, probably not. It's just not how it works, man.
Well, I want to remind you that Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 4 matchup between the Washington Commanders and the Atlanta Falcons. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Look, I've got some hot sports goss for you guys
today. All right, the tea.
But listen, I realize we're on a sports station, so we're going to make a game out of it, okay? But
okay.
Dancing with the Stars just released their cast. Show is underway at this point. And there is a late arrival after everyone had already been practicing for weeks. Lauren from Fifth Harmony was just added at the last minute, so she's behind schedule. Now, why was she a late arrival? A last-minute addition. Somebody dropped out. Allegedly, because they couldn't control the interviews they were going to have to do.
Oh, no.
This somebody is a girlfriend of a college football coach, former NFL
Bill Belichick.
Coach. Yes.
No way.
Jordan Hudson allegedly dropped out because she could not control how she was going to be seen. Can you believe that?
Yes. She's an idiot for that.
On brand after we saw how she acted in the interview with the Bill Belichick interview. Very much on brand.
This should have been the best thing that ever happened to her and Bill.
Exactly.
So dumb.
But she wanted all the control. So we're going to play.
My God. What a missed opportunity.
We're going to play. Dear Jordan, what could have been? Because a lot of athletes have actually won Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
I want to see if you guys remember any of these.
Okay.
So the first one is a running back who played for the Dallas Cowboys. Yes.
He's from Pensacola. That's the only reason I
knew. Didn't let me say the clue that he starred in Little Giants.
Sorry. Mike. Sorry.
All right. How about the 8-time Olympic track speed skating medalist?
Anton Ono.
I know where you're
Bonnie
going.
Bonnie Blair.
It's Apollo Ono.
Apollo Ono.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Sorry. I knew it was in there somewhere.
Okay, how about she's one of the most famous Olympic figure skaters ever? She was the first Asian American to win a gold
medal. Christy Yamaguchi.
That is it.
Wow, good pull. Nice work.
All right, this next one from season 14. He's a wide receiver that played for the
Jerry Rice.
Nope.
Oh.
Wide receiver that played for the Green Bay Packers, helped them win Super Bowl 45.
Greg Jennings.
Nope. Played 99 to 2012.
Wasn't Greg Jennings? I don't know. I'm drawing a blank here. Oh, Dylan's back there Googling. I'm looking for help. He's going to Google.
It is.
Oh, was it a little white guy?
Jordy Nelson.
Jordy Nelson.
No, it was Donald Driver.
Oh. Oh, man. That's okay. All right. Fair enough.
All right.
I apologize to Jordy Nelson.
Yeah.
All right. So I've got another Olympian here. From 2008, won the balance beam gold and also won the 2007 all-around world champion award.
Oh, man, that's a
pint size, teeny tiny woman.
I don't know. They're all
I was going to say, aren't they all kind of
tiny? Pretty small.
Simone Biles? I don't know.
It's not Shawn Johnson.
It is Shawn
Johnson.
There you go. Yeah, she won season 8. One
like
more.
She used to do taco commercials.
Yeah.
For tag.
All right, last one. This is another football player running back for the Oakland Raiders in 2013 and then the New York Giants 2014 to 2017. Won season 24.
Brandon Jacobs?
Nope.
No, he was way earlier than that.
This is – who is this?
Rashad Jennings.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I'm like going through all the Giants, but I'm like, none of those guys played for the Raiders. But yeah, that makes sense.
I think it's okay that you guys didn't know exactly who all the Dancing with the Stars winners were.
Yeah. I think I've been okay. Have I ever watched it? Absolutely not. cannot say that I've watched too much, but good for them on how long that show's actually lasted.
I know.
I give them kudos on that one.
Shame
Football
on
players
Jordan.
Got the leg up because they got them loose hips.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
You know, Emmett, when he was playing, there's a big deal made about when he did like ballet when he was playing. Yeah, so
yeah, absolutely.
That's why I remembered that one.
Well,
the top.
Congratulations to all those winners. Sorry, Jordan, you won't be one. Allegedly. It's all
allegedly. Yeah. Me too.
Coming up, film study has been in session for Mike and Bo. We'll get their take on what happened during Sunday's game against the Panthers. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.